Hey, what's going on? This comedian Ardell Boatwright bringing you episode 4 of Black, White, and Yellowish, a part of the Span Podcast Network. Hey, look, we ain't here to try to be your friend. We're here to just try to talk a lot of mess, offend a lot of people, and make y'all love us. Because we some cool ass, you know what I'm about to say. But yeah, that's who we are. It's Black, White, and Yellowish, episode 4. Enjoy. Peace. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we were just discussing how kind of like the acceptable terms. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, oh, there you go, right
acceptable
there.
Terms of what you call different people, namely black folks in America, how those acceptable terms change over time. And it used to be a bunch of things. One of them was colored, though. Obviously, ever since I've been alive, I don't think that was acceptable. I don't know when it went out of, like, maybe the 60s or something. I don't know.
Well, so my thing, what I don't understand is how, like, you know, Jesse Jackson came up with the term African-American when he was running for president. And it just, you know, we used to be Negro-American, Black-American. Whoever has the publicity in the public's eye determines what, you know, what people call us or what, and I think that shit is stupid. You know, you used to always tell me black people have an identity crisis. And then, you know, I started to think about that, like, fuck, we really do.
Don't let this white man dictate what you, nah, just kidding.
No, but I want, like,
I'm just kidding.
Isn't it funny, though, that who determines, though, that things become, because,
yeah.
It's not just with black folks. Somebody told me the other night, I used the term hermaphrodite. Somebody took offense, and they said they're called intersex, hermaphrodite.
That's a funny word.
I'm pretty sure hermaphrodite is like the medical term. Like, yeah, it's no longer acceptable.
So that's the problem. People, we're in a nice society now, so.
Like, you can't say retarded. Can't say retarded anymore. Well, I think it's
even though retard has a textbook definition that has nothing to do with mental capacity. You know, I drove like the Deuce. I'm sure you guys drove the same kind of vehicles in the military. There was a switch called retard, which would slow the engine if you're going downhill. It's right. Like it's a word. And so when you do use it as an insult towards somebody, it doesn't mean that they're mentally disabled. But if I think you're acting like an idiot and I call you a retard, who cares, man? Well, but there's people jumping in saying, no, can't say that.
I'm hearing an echo.
That might be me. I need to put my headphones on.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
my God.
Or just turn the volume down on your laptop. That's what I learned I had to do. I mean, on your computer.
Yeah, but then he can't hear us.
Well, I have good hearing.
Well, he doesn't because he's fucking old. Can you hear me, Glenn? Can you fucking hear me?
All right. Is this better?
No. Well, I think, do you think definitions, I mean, throughout history, definitions have always changed, right? So do you think that just, well, it's like maybe retard wasn't a bad word, but then obviously we all started using it like one, so then it just kind of.
Well, I think we just started using it as a derogatory term for somebody when they did something stupid.
Yeah. But there's always going to be those words, and people are always going to try to strip them from you. You can't call somebody that. You can't, we're just going to find new words. And by the way, the only reason
I'll tell you this, it all stems from, you know, and a lot of things in America where people get offended by, where people, you know, want to be held a certain way, comes from the black situation. And I hate to always bring that up, but it's true. Because black people, the word nigger, you know what I'm saying? Or nigger, whichever word you want to use, that word makes everyone say, you know what, we need a word too.
Right. So let's bring this back. Let's go back to the original topic then. So we're talking about how people use now today when you're referring to like blacks, Latinos, primarily, let's be honest, you say people of color, right? Is that the term?
Well, people of color is just anyone that's not white.
Right, but it's mainly, okay, sure. But what I'm saying is so we're talking about the evolution of that, how that started. Like, first it was just colored folks, right? Or colored,
the right? colored,
right?
Yeah, and no, then, yeah.
But like Glenn was saying, is that you went from like you couldn't say shit like that anymore, but saying people of color is totally acceptable, but I can't sit there and say, you know, that
colored
person.
You can't say colored people, but you can say people of color.
It's the
weird.
Same fucking thing.
I think it's just trying to control language. I think it's a control mechanism.
I can agree with that.
Isn't it the same fucking thing, though? Like when I first started hearing that, I was like...
But it's not... I think it's to take power away from white folks who, I guess, kind of had domain over the English vernacular. And so
you know
they
what?
Saw it
hey,
as...
Hey, whoa.
You think that's the case?
I think so.
Hold on a second. You're using a big word right now, and I don't know what that means, so I'm going to have to take offense. Vernacular. What the fuck you
like,
call
okay,
me?
Let me hear. So like, I'm pretty sure that back when people were calling black folks colored people, white folks weren't going like, what word would you like me to use for you? I think whites just came up with them themselves, like, hey, these colored people, you know. Yeah. And then so it was still seen as like, why are we being referred to? Why is the way we're popularly referred to dictated by white folks? We don't like this, so we're gonna take that away, and then we're gonna determine what we're called, what the acceptable
which is
thing
good,
is for us to be called.
Which is good.
I never had I no suppose. Problem. I never had no problem with no colored person. I mean,
it's good.
Would that be offensive?
Was colored ever used in a derogatory manner?
Hey, would that be offensive?
You say what?
Was colored ever used in a derogatory manner?
On signs, I think that came from no, coloreds only, colored people, no
That's
colored
true.
People. You know, I think. You know, right when you remember the movie Life, she was like, "This here is white folks' pie." He'd be like, "How much would it take to turn that white pie into a nigga pie?" You know what I'm saying?
Remember when I love that movie? Remember when he stole the pie and was burning his mouth on it? he just wanted the fucking pie, man.
Burn his damn mouth. You know, I think you know the term "color." It was used to a whole generations, maybe two generations. That wasn't a positive thing. You were looked as less than. So I think,
you're right.
So is that an offensive thing I just said? Like if someone you know maybe is an older person is like I never had no problem with colored people.
Well, like, people do that. Older that, white people. You know, older white people. They definitely use that term.
Some people look at it as like they're old. That's where they come up. Other people they don't care. It's like straight across the board. You can't do that shit.
Yeah. So wait, so we went from, you know, you had colored people, and then you said, who coined the term African-American?
I do believe it was Jesse Jackson when he was running for president in the 80s.
Really? Because, yeah. Like, what do you call black people, like, in other countries? Like, would you say African-Canadian?
They call them American.
No, like...
No. Oh, you mean, like, if you're from Cameroon, they call you Cameroonian, or whatever they call
Indian,
you. Or Nigerian.
Nigerian, yeah.
Or Ghanaian. What do you call somebody from Ghana?
So they go specifically to your... Like, what if you're Canadian? Or you're a black Canadian? Did they say black
you're
Canadian?
Canadian. They don't say you're Canadian.
They don't do that shit, huh?
No.
So do
but that's only because of our history. Like, we can't dictate our history.
Hold on, it's cutting out on my end.
Before it precedes us. So...
Yeah, I think in places like England and UK, James, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I think black folks in the UK are more like they feel British. You know what I mean? They don't really say I'm a African British.
Yeah,
they feel British.
Yeah,
in America we have that divide.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, you know, the Brits. I think they allow them to. Be a part of their culture, and now you know they're all the same.
But I think
you have so much resistance you've had over the years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the resistance of so people get mad that now today black people say black this, black that. But it was for years. It was we don't want you a part of us. So now that you don't want to divide all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. I think that's what it is. I think
But I think that maybe it's a backlash from all the years of being excluded. But now I think the main folks who want to exclude themselves from who want to keep it separate are black folks. I think they push for that more than anybody.
But what's wrong with that after years of people not wanting to live around you, go to the same school as you go to, shop at the same stores. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I guess there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I like I said before, I'm not necessarily against ethnostates, as long as it's, you know, if it's done right. But I don't see any problem with people wanting to be in communities by themselves. We already have those kind of enclaves around the United States. Though? Yeah, the Jews in New York, the Orthodox Jews, they don't let motherfuckers in
there. You got, like, Chinatown,
Yeah, we have little Haiti. We have lots of stuff around the states already. I don't think people usually look at Chinatown and say that's wrong. No. People generally think it's wrong. So, but here's the thing. Like, I think that it goes beyond that.
Boat cut out for a second.
Man, that's on your side, bro.
It's not, because you're coming in fine.
I'm listening to both of you.
I could hear him fine. It has to be your side.
Your side, man. You know what?
God damn it!
You are... God damn, dude. I do like this dynamic, but I just don't know if we can go on. You are a lot of extra weight.
Fuck you! You motherfucker. Fuck off, bitch.
Let's talk about Bill Cosby. Let's talk about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is 80 years old. What's up? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to say right
Bill
now.
Bill Cosby is 80? Am I right? Let me look.
Yeah, he's 79 or 80.
So he was just found guilty on 3 charges, each of them carry 10 years apiece. He's doing, I mean, there's going to be a repeal process, there's going to be all this stuff, but wow.
Wow. I think they just put him on house arrest. What I don't understand is, now, let's just put this out there. I'm not saying that, you know, he did or didn't do it.
Yeah, you are.
But 30 years later, you don't have any actual evidence.
But you know, I was listening to somebody. And that it hasn't been 30 years later. Like, people have been talking about it for a long time.
It just hasn't been put out in the media. Is that what you're saying?
It just hasn't been, like, I guess, taken seriously. This push only recently came during the hashtag MeToo movement.
Yeah.
But I think that it was pretty much just, like, accepted. And I was listening to Rogan, and I think Rogan's right. This is probably, like, as gross as it is, it was probably a pretty common practice with celebrities back in the 70s. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like it was. I feel like they did a bunch of weird fucked up shit during those times.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a different game.
I mean, I don't know. It's like I don't really know the like you're saying, we don't know. All they have is all these witnesses that found him guilty, and the only beef I had with the whole situation is, like, if I get, like, 30 people to say Glenn touched this boy.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the same thing with Michael Jackson, and
you know what I mean?
These kids are grown now, and now all of a sudden they're saying their parents told them to say that stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So that's my thing. Is, like, so if you just get enough people to say you did it, like, but does what that
about,
warn?
See, they're not talking about the one lady, Janice, the model, the supermodel. She came back and said she only did that to sell her book.
Wow, really?
But damn. Nobody, I've seen articles and stuff about that, but no one's talking about
it. So the only reason I give credence to it is because there were so many, plus there's an interview with him talking about, like, yeah, you give a little splash fly, back in the day when I guess this wasn't as taboo, and then people were talking about this back in the 80s too. That's the only reason.
But this is another thing. Like, how can you, like, let's say it was the 70s, 60s and 70s that he was doing this, right? Let's just say, I don't know. If that was the culture, why is he the only one being reprimanded for these actions?
Well, you know, I don't know, because he's black. I have no fucking idea, dude. That's a good question.
I don't know, but I listen, he was pretty much generally, I can't see the agenda against him. That's my thing. Like, white America loved Bill. Bill was the unthreatening.
What are you talking about? There's always like a rise and fall of artists. It's great fucking entertainment. It's great entertainment.
Bill was not a threat to the establishment. If anything, he was saying what white folks wanted.
Yeah, but
no. Actually, Bill Cosby was telling, you know, the black society the right things, but we were too stubborn to listen to him.
And now you can never take what he said as... Now his word is shit, so it doesn't matter what he said.
So think about it. Like, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but let's just say there was a thing. Like, you're taking somebody who's trying to... Like you said, there's a breakdown within the black community, and if, you know, no fathers or whatever the fuck you talked about the other day. So when you got someone like Bill Cosby trying to, like, you know, preach this family dynamic type shit, and then you bring him down, someone who's pretty important, then it's back to, we're just going to do what we're doing, what we did before, right?
So who if this was a great conspiracy, who do you think would be the orchestrator?
I don't know. I'm not really big on conspiracies, to be honest. So
okay, but I'm just saying, if he is innocent, who would be behind this, and for what reason?
I don't know.
I can't tell you.
All I know
is
like the last story when they're talking about how that girl went up to his hotel. I'm like, what the fuck she think was gonna happen?
Right.
you're going to a star's.
But yeah, you're about to get
there. There's a lot of times that people went to his hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you're going to a grown man's hotel. That naive stuff only works in. Excuse me, but being that naive only works in the white community. Only white women can. Get a pass being naive like that. Oh, I didn't know. Man, come on. Get the fuck out of here.
I applied to all. I don't know. But, you know, same with that chick who put Mike away. Mike away back in the 90s. You're going up to the man's room who's a superstar. In his own right was like a sex symbol. I mean, he had a fucking diesel body and all that shit. At 2 in the morning, what the fuck do you think? You're not going up there to play Monopoly, man.
Right, you know, champ of the world. You think you're about to go up there and play some spades?
I was about to play.
You about to go up there and play some spades? Come on.
Play some blackjack.
Mike about to beat you just like he just beat that dude.
Well, this is a sad, sad way to end. It's unfortunate because, goddamn, if this didn't happen, Bill would go down as like one of the most beloved American icons of modern history.
What is Spanish Fly? What is it exactly?
Like a Quaalude.
Well, I don't think that's what he was giving.
Quaalude?
Yeah, he was giving Quaaludes out.
He was giving Quaaludes, but Spanish Fly.
So do you think it's creepy and weird when guys try to, like, let's just use, like, this whole big analogy of, like, obviously, like, that was a culture doing these kinds of drugs. So what is it when a guy tries to buy a girl a drink? What is that called then? Like, is this any different when you're trying to get a girl a little fucked
up? Well, yeah, because, listen, yeah, there's a little bit of a difference when you slide her a drug unknowing.
I'll let you continue.
Huh? Slide her a drug unknowingly that knocks her out, and then you fuck her lipless body.
So that's what he was doing. He was sliding it in there unknowingly.
No, no. Yeah. Sometimes he told them. He wasn't just doing that to everyone.
But you have to do it all the time.
I just...
you can't do it sometimes.
You said Janice Dickinson was a lie?
That's what... I read something, a couple articles.
Because I just read it. It's hard to like read and also listen, but I just read a quick thing. It might have been old. But she said she had menstrual cramps, and he said he had something for that and gave her a pill, and then she got sleepy and she woke up with like her vag hurt. So I don't know if that's true or not. But still, if he did that, yeah, they took it knowingly, but like that's still not right. You know what I mean? If what she's saying is true, she might be a liar. I mean, she's not really the most credible person.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't really keep up with it. I just thought it was just how after there's one person, and then there's another person, and then there's another person, and I was thinking, shit, maybe I should call in and say Bill Cosby raped me.
You know what? Like, so if there really were women who were raped, then that would be not cool to do because
right,
it, you know.
Obviously.
But it would be like if everybody said that, then would they have to just throw out everything? I mean, like. There's no way they could possibly go through everybody's claims. What if 1,000 people called in and said he raped me?
I don't know.
That's sort of what like.
Because so what is the real proof then? Is it just the victims?
Yes.
So that's what goes back to my point is like, I don't like. Obviously, like here's the thing. So, like, say I was a celebrity and I fuck like over 100 women, right? And then later on, they just like a good portion of them are just saying that I raped them. Like, that's not cool.
And then, I would believe them if it's you,
right?
And like, wait, what?
If it was me, fuck you.
That is actually the problem we deal with a lot today because
I
you know,
say
I
gross
think back,
shit. I say like we all say gross shit and like I mean you can use anything in court. Like what if they're like, hey, look, he's talking about eating ass all the time. Fucking.
Oh
know?
Yeah, yeah.
We, you know what I mean? Like I'm some crazy.
Shit, they're gonna use this podcast.
Yeah, like I'm some crazy fucking pervert, but really I'm just a fucking sexual fucking deviant or whatever. But it doesn't make me a fucking predator. You know what I mean?
So the thing is, I think we're coming to a point where people want to change how men act, right?
Do you think that's what's going on too?
Just being guys is not, or boys just being boys is no longer accepted.
Yeah, and you know who's pushing that? It's not a lot of people. It's a small amount of people with a big voice who are very, they make a lot of noise, and they're beta as fuck, and they're not. They're either ugly with women who dye their hair green, or beta male
really
feminists.
Really ugly ass chick.
And by the way, those male feminists are the rapists.
I don't want anyone to take this as like we're just blaming the victim.
Male feminists are rapists. Put that on. Go ahead.
But that's gonna be a soundbite. Yes.
Don't trust a male feminist.
I blow up on this radio show, and fucking Glenn's creepy ass fucking, you know, he's been fucking a different woman every day for like the next 5 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, a quarter of them, what you think about, he's fucking like 300 chicks throughout a span of how many years, and you know, a good quarter of them, which is, could be about 50. You know, you maybe get a few at first saying Glenn fucking raped them. You know what I mean? And then it just kind of builds up. Listen,
that's why I secretly film all my sex. Because
see, that's even worse. You can't even do that.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know why? Because then if I'm accused, I can present it. And be like, that's illegal to film without her consent. Like, yeah, but I had to because, look, she accused me of rape.
Well, see, then that's the whole thing. So you can't film it because that would be...
Every single sexual encounter I have is secretly.
First of all, that's creepy, but
that is very creepy.
But see, that's my thing. Is like, so do you have to get to a point where you have to record it?
I put a camera in the toilet.
Well, here's the thing. But here's my problem though. Like, I understand. Like, I've always been a big fan of like when people accuse you of shit, just tell them to fuck it, and that shit usually blows over, because it's like the more you try to be like, I'm sorry, like it makes you look more guilty.
Oh yeah, those,
you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
you,
I feel like,
you cannot say sorry. You
right.
cannot say
but
sorry.
But I feel like
it,
Bill,
they cannot be appeased.
I feel like Bill, this is still partly his fault. I feel like even though he was quiet, he was too fucking quiet. Like, there's also a you have to be in a place where,
listen, no, you look, dismiss, at that point you can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
You can't win.
Yeah,
when
people, but when nah,
the
but
court
no,
of public opinion.
I know, but people want, dude. Right. But even for me, like I wanted him to say at least something, dude. Like, just be like, at least
what
to be
if
like.
He came out. What if somebody? Because when these accusations do come out, maybe somebody says something that's racist, or somebody gets accused of something sexual, whatever. And they usually do stay quiet. What if somebody comes out like this? What if Bill said, fuck you bitches, you know goddamn well I didn't do that shit. How dare you try to accuse me, you dumb hoes. Fuck you, I hope you die. What if he said that? I would be convinced. I'd be like, damn, he seems mad.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
But then people will want to get him even more.
Right, right. No. But they got his ass anyway. No, Bill. So what I'm trying to say is like, say someone accused me of like, I'm racist or something, right? And say I went on like a radio show. I would be like,
probably gonna happen.
Right, and I'd be like, bro, like I would address it. I would address it, you know, and be like, dude, for real? Like, come on, dude. Like, that's fuck. Like, I would tell him at least from my point of view, like, come on, bro. Like, that's bullshit. Like, you know I'm not. This motherfucker's taking shit out of what I said, whatever. And I would ease, like, just a small explanation. You don't need to be, like, groveling, like, hey, you know, I'm really sorry I said some shit. Like I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to give, like, just a brief, you know, firm fucking, like, dude, it's bullshit. Now let's move on.
So I think Bill... I think Bill was a product of the society at that time. That's all he was. And he was like one of the wealthiest black entertainers at the time. I think he was just a product of the time. And not saying it was right, not saying it should be looked any less on. I think he just did what everyone was doing. He got caught up in it.
Well, no. But that's my thing. But I don't know. Like I said, I think he was too quiet. I think he was not vocal about it. To the point where it's like,
man, he was 70-something years old.
Yeah,
he's going blind.
Yeah, but you gotta say something, man. You gotta say something.
What if he doesn't even remember it? What if he don't even remember it?
I don't know.
He could very well not remember. He looks like he's in some rough shape.
I don't know. I just feel like
one of his eyes turned completely white.
Looking like a Siberian husky.
His moles are eating his face like
brown eye, blue eye and shit.
Looking like a Siberian husky. Yo,
One blue eye, one brown eye, all fucked up, looking crazy.
Oh, you made me forget what I was gonna say.
No, seriously. Well, you fucking remember Isaac Katie. No, but like, I feel like there's definitely a happy medium you have to be in. You don't need to fucking give it too much attention and be groveling. So, like, I can understand when you're fucking, you know, like over 300 to over 500 chicks as a celebrity, you might forget a few, but I guess what does that have?
Maybe, like, a person like Wilt Chamberlain said he slept with 10,000
or something. Yeah, something like that.
But then that's also like saying I just forgot the ones I raped.
Well, did you rape her? I can't remember.
He's like, you know what? When I realized I raped her, I just started to just drink a lot throughout the whole day.
Were you one of the ones I raped, or was it consensual? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. He pulled up to her like, dude, was it a rape or was it real?
No.
Rape
so, rape. So back to the subject is like, I used myself as hell, and I was using Glenn as an example. He gets fake. You know, we all blow up. Glenn's fucking all these chicks, and then and then Glenn's like 80 years old. And then Glenn says some really gross shit. Okay? Glenn says some really weird stuff. So, and then say you get like a couple chicks saying Glenn, or guys, because he's into that, raped them. You know what I mean? And then you get a few
for
more.
For money only. For
right,
money
and
only.
Then you get a few more after that. And then all you have is accusations. You don't have like real proof. And this isn't to discredit real rape and all that stuff, or that to say that this isn't real or whatever. I'm not saying that, but I'm going back to, you know, everyone wants evidence for things in court, right? Everybody just doesn't want to be accused of something. So like, how many people does it take for it to be like, okay, it has to be true then? Like, so is it like, if I get more than 10, then it has to be true? When it's like, what if a whole city's just against you? Or like you've seen How to Make a Murderer or whatever?
Listen, I don't buy into when there's like more and more people piling on, because we see how this works where a group decides we don't like that person and they just pile on, and that is the danger of mob mentality. And I guess it could also happen with like the hashtag MeToo movement, where all of a sudden these things that, to me, I never thought that these were issues of sexual assault. But these women who are hashtagging Me Too say, well, no, he touched me on my back. I did not feel comfortable with that. And all of a sudden, you're part of Me Too. So we see how dangerous this mob mentality can be and how it can just spread like wildfire. Yeah. And when the public decides like, hey, that guy has a target, we don't like him, that's you're fucked, unless you have a group of somebody opposing that, saying, man, let's bring rationale into this, let's look at this.
So the thing that bothers me is like, there was no men that vouched for Bill Cosby during that time. You know what I'm saying? Like Sidney Poitier worked with him. He didn't say, oh no, Bill wasn't about that. So
don't you think, oh, like when you feel like say you have your own career, your own shit you gotta take care of, you feel like we're like, oh man, this dude's about to get into it, like, and there's nothing nobody can do, and I'm not gonna say shit because all I'm doing is gonna get dragged into it, like I'm part of it.
No, but this is what makes me think he probably really did this shit, because Sidney Poitier, they were together for years, and you never heard anything about Sidney Poitier saying, oh, Bill didn't do those things.
Hey, you think Sidney was probably doing it too? I bet you he was.
He probably was.
That's what I mean.
And actually, I should not fucking say that.
All right, hey, let's have our honest opinion.
It might not have just been Bill doing that. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm not just saying just those two. I mean, I'm sure. What's his name? The guy in the Rat Pack, Dean Martin, all these guys have done this stuff.
Here's why it obviously could have happened and why it could be true. Hollywood does have a fucking dark history of some real shady shit, doing some fucking, you know what I mean? Some real nasty fucking dirt, right? So I think, you know, when you hear about it, I was like, let's come from an honest standpoint, just from at glance, I think he probably, maybe not all of them, maybe not all the ones that are saying he did, but I say maybe a good little portion. Like how many is it? 50? Whatever?
We don't like that.
So let's just, I'm throwing out a number, right? Let's just say 30. I'm going to say at least 5 to 10 are probably telling the truth at least. Maybe not all of them. I think some of the other ones are just getting in on it for like a book deal.
Or maybe they're all telling the truth, and maybe, there's 50 more who just don't want to come out. Who knows? You never know. But it is sad that he's ending his career like this. Obviously, if he did it, justice needs to be, brought down.
Yeah, if he did it, fuck him.
But
if he dies, he dies.
God damn, dude, that's could you imagine Bill before this all came down? He was living good. He was getting older. He was going blind, but he was living good. People loved him. He was going around the country doing these little tours where he's talking because he was doing stand up again. Yeah. He was doing, and I heard good reviews of it. And,
Hey man, everyone has secrets, man. Everyone has flaws. Everyone has something.
That's one of the models I live by. I hold no secret with my closest friends because I don't want them to ever say, "Man, I didn't know he was doing that type of shit." Yeah.
Well, we obviously know you'd rather take it in the ass than suck a dick. So
not me, wrong person. Nope.
No. You said that
we have that on recording.
I have my own recording, you sons of bitches. So I know the truth.
It's at the end of episode 3 for those who are interested. Oates says he would rather take it in the ass and suck a dick. I would rather suck a dick, but for that right amount, I'll take it in the ass and suck a dick.
I wouldn't even answer those type of questions. That's why people close to me know I wouldn't even answer that type of question.
So I'm happy, you keep no secrets.
Yeah, people close to me know that I wouldn't even answer that.
Well, yeah, I think what it is Bill Cosby does have the persona.
We've been talking about this for forever. I want to talk about something else.
Yeah,
I can already tell what you're gonna say is just gonna be boring to me.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you mother! See this bitch?
What are you guys' phobias?
Hey, when the white man's done talking, it's time for the next.
What are you guys? What are your guys' phobias?
Glenn?
Yeah. Do you have a phobia? Like fear of water, fear of spiders, anything like that?
I don't like fucking spiders. I don't know if that's a phobia.
Go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
I don't like spiders, and you know what I would freak out on if I had to go deep sea diving and shit. You know, some people are into that. Fuck off. I don't like shit that's faster than me. I'm good. No way.
Yeah, I like to control my own domain. I like to be the A predator. I do have a fear of heights, and even though I can swim, I do have a fear of the water.
Yeah.
But I just overcome it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I want to show you guys. If I do share video and I go to my YouTube, will you be able to see it?
I will be able to see it, but yes. I won't be able to hear it.
Okay. You don't have to hear it. Okay.
So you can edit the sound into it later.
Yeah.
It's just music anyway. So check this out. I used to love exploring caves. Like living in Okinawa, there's so many caves, and wild ones. So you can go and check it out. And you go deep down and it's cool. But I saw this video about this cave in Utah called the Nutty Putty Cave, where this fucking asshole got himself stuck and he died. Because the caves I like to explore are wide open. You know what I mean? You're not really, and it's still dangerous. If you lose your flashlight, you're fucked. You know what I mean? Yeah. But these caves, these guys are in such tight little positions. This one guy, you can look at it later, but they explain the story of how he didn't know it was in here. But he just said, fuck it, I'm going to try to go in. And he got himself stuck, and he eventually just slowly died after, 24 hours or something. But this is the same cave, and this is an area called the Birth Canal. Watching this makes me have so much anxiety, and it actually pisses me off. It creates this emotion in me where I get pissed off.
Is it in the water, or is it, one of those ones people like to crawl in and shit?
Can you see? No.
Let me see.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
All right, now watch this, dude. Hold on, let me get rid of this. Can you see a boat?
Yeah, okay.
I can see it.
All right. Oh. So.
Bro, this makes me. This doesn't make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, people like doing this shit. Obviously, it's a white dude.
God damn it. Yeah.
Hey, let's just be honest. White people are adventurers, dude.
Yeah, no,
they're
not
Avengers. They're retarded.
I like. You can't say retarded.
See how I gave it glamour? Boat just retarded.
Now listen, white people, they do this kind of stupid shit, and sometimes it leads to amazing discoveries and stuff. But sometimes it's just stupid, and this is just stupid. There's no reason for this. What are you trying to prove? Do you know how things just go bad? What if you get stuck in that shit like that one dude?
And then his family's gonna want sympathy for him. All this, no, get the fuck out of here.
Well, anyways, after that one guy died in there, they just sealed it up. They sealed the case. Nobody go in.
Listen, I have I I like watching this stuff. I do like watching it when people do go on these adventures. I like watching it. I won't do it. Okay?
No. So let's say this. My hat's off to him. Like, to having the balls to do it.
Hell no. Look at that. What an absolute asshole.
So is he gonna turn around, or
you can't turn? How do you turn around? You are committed.
I don't know.
You can't turn around.
Where are you?
I don't know.
I guess it's like this. How about this? The way I watch these things, like, you know, when people fuck with animals and stuff like that, like, it's fascinating, and I like watching it. But then
that video?
This one is, there's a longer one. This one is 6 times the speed. There's another one's three parts. So this one's only 2.5 minutes, but the other ones are like 5 minutes each or something. Look at that. Dude, why? Why? Anyways, yeah, I don't like white people sometimes. And these are the white people that I don't like.
Here's the thing. Unscreen share your shit. Is that, like, when I watch these things, and, like, say people are fucking with animals or going to caves and shit like that, when they get caught up and, like, killed or they die, like, I'm almost thinking, oh, that's probably going to happen eventually. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like, you can't feel
like,
bad.
Yeah, like, it's a terrible incident, but at the same time, it's like that guy that lived with the bears. Remember the guy that lived with the...
Yeah, are you talking about Grizzly Man?
Or whatever, yeah. And, like, that's cool and all, and then their video of him hugging him and shit, and they're fucking around. But then, you know, you're thinking... When you find out he dies, you're like, well, that's kind of bound to happen. Maybe he accidentally touched the bear's dick on accident when they were wrestling. Another case
when white people do stupid shit.
Yeah, I agree. That is mostly white. It's not all white people with the big cats. It's not all white people with the big cats, but it is mostly in the States white people with the big cats. And it's cool, but if you get mauled, I can't see anybody saying this is a tragedy. It was bound to happen. I mean, that's it was a risk that... Everybody and their mother's been, you know, telling you that you're living with, and you're still like, I know better. And when you get mauled, I mean, sucks for your family.
I'm all for doing adventurous shit, crazy shit. I'm all for it. But when there's a probability of dying higher than living, I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, people are just thrill seekers, and that's fine. I'm just telling you, for me, I'm not going deep sea diving and shit. You eat it, dude.
Oh, no.
Hell no. What about those assholes who scuba dive through caves?
That's what I'm saying. All that shit. Or the five guys that fuck with sharks and fucking whales. Eat a dick, dude.
Count me out.
Fuck no, dude. When they're like, it's fascinating watching it. Like, damn, look at the size of this whale. But then you see how small the guy is, and he's like touching it. Fuck off. I'm not doing that.
The whale's not a problem. The sharks are.
Okay.
Have you guys ever seen when the people tip over the sharks and like they take them to this, like, your fork situation, and the shark is, like...
Oh, yeah, like stuck. Yeah.
It can't move. He just, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think they turn him upside down, and, yeah, it kind
of,
like paralyzes.
If you grab them by the front of their mouth and you pull their fin, you can control them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's some crazy taming shit. Dude, speaking of animals, do you think fucking... I don't know why I just thought of this. Do you think, like... fucking like certain dog breeds are like more aggressive than others, like, you know, people that's another thing, you know like I have friends who have like pit bulls and stuff like that, and they're trained well.
I don't think pit bulls are aggressive unless you train them that way.
Well, okay, this is my issue is like, okay, I get like any dog as long as they're trained properly, whatever, no dog is really aggressive, but don't you think some dogs are kind of like, you don't fuck with them a little bit more than maybe another type of dog breed?
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with a dog with the purple tongue, Akita.
I wouldn't fuck with a fucking pit bull, dude.
I don't mess with anybody, dog.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Not my dog. Bella's cool.
I wouldn't even touch that dog.
Really?
Nope.
Bella ain't never bite anybody.
Okay, my dog. There's a lot of dog people out there.
Why do I want to touch your, that's your dog.
Right. Yeah, but she would run up to you, though.
I mean, I'd be like, what up, dog? All right, get your dog, man.
Yeah. For real, that shit, huh?
You will pet her.
You know what? It is. Here's the thing. I do think it's inconsiderate when people do let their dog start getting up on people. Because when I had my dog, I didn't like it when my dog did it, because I thought it was rude of me to like let the dog jump on them and shit like that.
Well, see, I also feel how dog people are very.
He's just playing. It's like
I'm walking down the street with my dog. Like, my dog's a puppy. I'm training my dog. Yeah. I don't want you to just come up and. pet my animal. Like, get away from me.
No, there's a, what do you think about the people who have their service dogs that are for like emotional help or something?
Oh, I'm gonna do that with my dog. I'm gonna put him in training so I can take him on the airplane.
You're an asshole. Oh, I hate you. I hate you, motherfucker.
But I have PTSD.
You don't. You don't like those dogs. You don't like the fucking dogs that calm the people down.
Like, the dogs are cool. It's the people. They're assholes. Like, listen, man. I don't want your fucking dog in this goddamn restaurant with his butthole.
Well, see, I wouldn't do that type of stuff. Like, I'm not gonna take my dog in a restaurant.
You really don't like it, huh?
People do. It's completely obnoxious. But if you're blind, go ahead.
Hey, like, do you think half of them? I'm
for them all day.
You think half of them are lying about it?
Yes.
Think so?
Yes.
As a veteran, you guys can go do that right now.
It's not about what you can do. It's about what's the word I'm looking for?
Hey, let's talk about that. Is that like a? Oh my God!
What's like honorable? That's not honorable.
We're probably gonna get some shit about this. Where's the fine line between having actual PTSD?
This is what you worry about getting shit about.
No.
Out of everything we talk about.
Look at this PTSD and shit. Listen, where is the fine line between it is PTSD and you're just weak minded as fuck?
I mean, we can't, you can't honestly say that, right? Because everybody's different.
You're right. That is something you would get in trouble.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yeah. You go.
Right. Hey, look, that's why, man, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want any of that. That's what I don't want.
That's what I'm saying. Where's the fine line?
Isn't one, man. Everybody's different.
So like you can't
everybody's
just tell
mental
somebody.
Capacity is different.
So you just can't tell somebody like could you ever talk to somebody? You're like, this motherfucker don't have PTSD. He's just a bitch. Like, you know,
yeah, I know people
yes,
like that
all the time.
That's what I mean. I'm not talking about people who legit have it. I there's obviously signs when you see somebody has that kind of shit.
So I've seen
them. No, I don't think so. I think PTSD is different in everybody.
Yeah, but I've seen it both ways. I've seen a chick who never deployed. She did go to Korea. And were you guys ever in Korea?
No.
They have those exercises, the pin wide exercises. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the alarms go off, but everybody knows it's an exercise. You're just playing through scenarios. And this chick was like, she's like, I'm getting out. But just check why. PTSD? What happened?
Say it again.
Korea.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
She said she was getting out of, she was getting medically discharged because she had PTSD. And I asked her where it was from. And she said Korea. I'm like, just from the exercise? She's like, yeah, when those alarms went off.
But you never know. She could have been raped. She could have been all type of stuff.
That's not what she said, bro. She said it was from the exercises in Korea.
Yeah,
so that's fucking pathetic.
Damn,
now, my plan is fucked up right now, and I still can't get.
Look at that old man.
now check this out, though. I got a homeboy who deployed, Air Force guy, but was attached to an Army unit, and they were in some shit. Like he had some life altering shit happen, and they lost people. And he was different. Like I saw him afterwards, and he was a different person. But he didn't get help. He was too proud to do it, and then finally one day he broke. And he ended up in a mental, like, you know, hospital. And he's like, yeah, I can't avoid it. I can't deny that I do have this condition that, you know. And he legit had it. And it made his life hell.
So my ex, who I was with before I went to Iraq, when I came back, I didn't feel any different. But she told me, she said, you were a totally different person when you came back from Iraq.
Yeah, I think it's made me angrier. I'm not gonna lie.
I get back and I'll be resentful towards
what
it's so American. I don't know how it was when you guys went over there, but you know, before the war started, we were already there 7-8 months.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? I don't want to say maybe I'm angrier. I think it's when you've been deployed, because I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. When you've been deployed and then you come back, you realize how much shit back home really is not that big a deal.
Yes. Yeah.
So what happens to you is you get angry. You become angry because when people start complaining about certain things, you're just like, this dumb motherfucker. Or you're just thinking in your head, like, what a bitch. But it's like,
everything you forget,
they don't have your experience. So it's just something you have to struggle with. So that's
what
I don't want to.
I get that from traveling, James. I travel, I come back home and I'm like, man, what the fuck are y'all bitching about? I was just in this third world country where motherfuckers have to walk a mile to get some water, and you up here bitching about you can't get a bottle of water, man. Stop bitching, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like I feel like, am I really being an asshole, or is it just?
No, you're not, man. We Americans, we're so
full
of shit.
That also goes into things like people tripping out over gender identification. You know, the only reason you have this, you're making this an issue is because you don't have real issues.
Yeah, you don't
have
it
so good here.
If you had to worry, if you didn't have federal assistance, if you didn't have the government help you behind the shit, you had to really live your life on your own, you wouldn't be worried about all this, all these rights, all this shit, man. We're fucking full of ourselves as a people in America.
Yeah.
We're fucking full, all of us. I don't care who you are, black, white, Asian, Filipino, all of us. We're so fucking full of ourselves, and we're so fucking, we're fucking brats.
Yeah.
That's what we're, do you think, we're just fucking brats.
I know that they'll never do this in America, but I think it would be a good idea how they do in South Korea, how they do in Israel. If everybody had to serve minimum 2 years.
Oh, like in the reserves or something?
So I think we would have tighter cohesion.
We agreed on this, Glenn. You and I
agreed on this. Yeah, at least reserves.
No. I wouldn't even say that. I would say government.
Yeah.
Anything for the government. Because everyone can't, like, if you got a disability, if you're, you know, something wrong.
They do that in a lot of countries. In Germany, I think they do it too.
Hold on, let me hear. Bo, finish?
Yeah, some form of government for 2 years of your life. After you graduate high school, it's mandatory for every person to serve the government, give back to the country. Now, that would create real pride in the country, not this bullshit nationalism we have right now. Oh, the people died for us. Shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing about that feeling.
Yeah,
motherfucker. Yeah. Some people died for you that didn't want to die.
And listen.
See the anger coming out of people, both mouths?
There's people who never see black folks. There's black folks who never see white folks until they go in the military. You get at least interaction with people. It will help. I can only see it helping.
Yeah.
But, of course, we would never do that here.
I'll tell you this. In the beginning, man, it really hurt because it was some fucking racist-ass white kids, man. Dude told me. I was the student first sergeant, so I'm all over like 500 kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And 500 soldiers. This dude, I'm telling him to do something, getting him in line. This dude tells me, I see why they hang y'all from trees.
You about to fuck him up, huh?
That might be a little bit racist.
Yeah.
I was like, at first I didn't hear him. I said, what'd you say to me? And then he repeated it. I went after him. You know what I'm saying? I hate him, bop, bop. Dude name was Miller, and they broke us up, and then the drill sergeant came over there like, what the fuck going on, private? and so one thing about me, I don't back down. I don't care who it is. You know, the drill sergeant came over there, and I told him, like, I said, look, man, I ain't about to do no push-ups, right? Like, you're not about to make me do that for this shit. Like, you can make me do push-ups for anything else.
Yeah.
But this shit, no. So I pulled him to the side. I told him what's going on. I ain't gonna say his name, but he asked me, did you get him private? I said, you know I did. And then he was like, all right, man, just, you know, basically just for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that dude, if he's saying things like that, he's probably raised in a place where there was that mind state, right?
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that through the military, even though you guys might have had that kind of rocky race to start, that
I bet he gave you some respect.
That through your experiences, the teamwork that you have to like engage in and basic training, all that stuff, that you guys could have formed like a mutual respect for each other and gotten over that?
No, not me. I would have never been able to even work.
Really?
No. Not once you said those things.
Well, how about this?
Did he give you how deep that is?
I know.
You know how deep that is for someone to say, I see why they hang y'all from trees?
Yeah.
So, do you think people like learn and then maybe people regret throughout their life journey that who they used to be and things they used to say?
Well, I mean, he could do that with somebody else, not with me. Still to this day. And that was 18 years ago.
No, so listen. So like, did he give you, like, you don't ever have to like somebody to respect somebody. You get what I mean?
Oh, no, he always wanted to try to be cool with me after that. But I wouldn't have it.
So you gotta admit, maybe he, whether he liked your ass or not, and whether you liked his ass or not, he did give you a certain amount of respect for sticking up for what, right? Because you said he tried to be cool with you.
Oh yeah, no, he would try to come talk to me. I'm like, get the fuck up.
So, whether it's real or not, you got the respect of at least he's trying to be.
See, but nice I don't care. It. I didn't
well,
care.
No, of course,
about
of course. Defense. No, you don't have to. You don't have to sit there and forget about it. You don't have to sit there and be like, "All right, we're good buddies now." I'm not saying you got
to
do that.
That's what Glenn was alluding to.
Yeah. Well, no, I was asking. Like, some people can. Some people can get over that shit. Because you learn, listen, man, for a lot of people, like I said, it's their first exposure, and they're raised with this kind of mind state, and they learn, and they're like, you know, fuck. It's like that American History X moment, right, where they're folding laundry. Yeah. That happens sometimes, but maybe
like you said, join anything, even if it's not the military, Peace Corps, or whatever. But I could see Boat, like, see what I'm saying? Like, I get mad like Boat got mad just now when he's talking about the whole water thing. When he's getting pissed off. Remember, he's like, oh, people have to walk
about
a mile.
The third world country.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure you guys, and I know I have been called, like, an asshole, or you're a dick, or you're a little bit insensitive, right? Have you ever been, like, told that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you're a real dick.
People tell me.
Yeah, right. Glenn's a big fucking dick. I bet.
I'm too militant. They'd be like, oh, why? Everybody can't be like that. Everybody hasn't traveled the world.
Yeah. Like, well, it's a tough thing to balance because, like, you do have to understand some people's situation, but at the same time, like, that's why I think, like, am I just an angry person now, or am I just not wanting to deal
I tend to it's a weird thing. I do love people, like, I need to be around people, but I also think that most Americans, I don't want to say it like that. I think there's a lot of people in America who I just don't have any respect for. I think they're idiots. I think they're too arrogant about what they think they know, and they haven't traveled the world enough. They
haven't
even
been outside of their metropolitan.
Yeah.
They go to, just like we said, Bill Burr joke, www.imright.com, and that's where they get their information from, and they look at you like an idiot while they put their nose up in the air to tell you about how woke people think.
Yeah, right? I don't know. It is a crazy thing. Like whether you're just an angry fuck, or do you ever find yourself like you don't want to be around people, but you're like we're all really social, right? I noticed about all three of us. We can, like, I know if we went out, we'd have a good time. We wouldn't really have a problem. But I also find myself sometimes like not wanting to go out at all.
Yes,
because I don't want to deal with because I already know when I go out. Like you said, Glenn, there's a lot of people that are stupid, and you're just gonna be like this motherfucker. Like,
you know what?
Shit.
I can tell the group, like, already that if they're going to like me or not, if I have to, like, fake it. Like, I can't express my real opinion or else it's going to be an issue. So I have to just, like, you know, sometimes I do decide to be combative and just, like, kind of poke them. Like, I don't think Donald Trump's that bad. What? You don't think Donald Trump's that bad? Sometimes I
yeah, but that's just you being you.
Little shit does shut me off, though, like, when I have to go out because I don't like going out. I thank God for Amazon. But, like, when I go out, like say when you pay for something, you ever, like, someone's too close to you, behind you, and you're just like, why is this?
Oh, yeah.
This
but you
motherfucker
know what?
Is
I'll tell you this.
But overseas, they do stand close.
Oh, but coming back from the Middle East, it don't bother me in the U.S.
It still fucking bothers me, man.
Nobody's going to stand as close as Indian dudes.
But you know what? Listen, in Kuwait, here's the thing, though. In Kuwait, I would turn around. Listen, James, there were times I turned around and I put my hand on their chest and pushed them back and said, no, like, move. And they look at me weird and then they do it. You know what I mean? But in the States, I'll do the same thing. Like, I'll turn around and be like, can you move away? You know, like, give me that space, just that comfort.
Those Indian dudes will be in your back pocket.
Yeah. Yep. You're like, hey, homie, you want to hold my pocket?
Hey, whoa, my man. You know what I'm saying?
My man, you're trying to I can feel your dick on my ass.
Yeah, for real.
This ain't the military.
Hey fam, you need to shave, my man.
But it's not just India. Like, that whole thing of no personal space, it's in a lot of places.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
customary
overseas.
Where they're from.
Anywhere, even in Europe, they do it. In Europe, they
I guess,
do it.
Really?
Do it everywhere, man.
I guess what I'm saying is...
Just, like, just imagine this. One thing you won't do in America is walk by someone and bump them real hard, right?
Yeah.
In Europe, man, they'll knock your shoulder off. Boom. And keep walking. And so, especially, you know, as a black dude, we like, man, what the fuck? And then they looking at you like they did nothing wrong.
Oh,
you like,
shit.
It's my shoulder. You're like, bitch, my shoulder.
I try to not bring, I try to not go overseas and be like, impose my American ways.
Yeah.
But,
same here.
But when people cut in front of me, like they did in Korea a lot too, I'd be like, like, get back, motherfucker.
In the Middle East, them fucking Kuwaitis, all them dudes, they would jump right in front of you like, fuck you. Yep. You're like, hey, fam, and you pull that little thing. Hey, my man, everything good up there?
But you know what?
Salam alaikum, motherfucker.
If it was a Kuwaiti, I just let it go. I would just see quietly because you're not going to win against a Kuwaiti. But if it was like somebody from, I don't know, Pakistan or Nepal or somewhere else, I'd be like, get the fuck back here.
I would be the same. Even though I know I'm pushing it, I'm not going to get in a fight with him. But hey, man, you still going to have to hear me out.
Yeah.
Yo, Ahmed, you're going to need to go up the back of the line.
You don't know how crazy the driving is out there, James.
Oh, man. Hey, look, we used
I saw a dead body my last year there.
Hey, look, Glenn and I would, it would be accidents all over the place. We would.
Yeah.
Bad accidents.
People going like 150 miles an hour on the left lane.
Oh my God.
I would leave work at 5 in the morning. My shift was 5 to 5. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on the road back, there's nobody, especially the direction I was going. Because I was coming from like Saudi Arabia area going back into town. And I would be in the left lane. I remember one time I was in the left lane. I saw a guy way the fuck back there. And keep in mind, there's three lanes. Way back there. Shining his brights at me. Like, motherfucker, go around. And this dude came right up on my ass. And now I'm being an ass. So I'm being like, I'm not moving. Fuck you, I'm not moving.
So
instead of going around me, he goes onto the shoulder. He goes on the shoulder and then cuts me off just to show me, like, fuck you. That's how they are, though.
Totally but you were the asshole because the tradition over there is get out of the way. Listen,
I get it. You know what? You're totally right. And I am a proponent of get out of the left lane if you're not going as fast. But in that particular case, when there was all that room and no traffic, he was being an asshole. So I was like, well, I'm going to be an asshole back.
Yeah.
But under normal circumstances, you're totally right. And I don't like people who stay in the left lane.
Yeah.
It's like, move over, motherfucker. You see what I'm doing here?
Yeah. One thing in Detroit, we have like driving rules. If you're being an asshole, you're going to get your ass beat at the next light. So we learn how to drive correctly at a young age. We be like, hey, man, hey, don't be no asshole. You don't know if you got a gun or you're going to come over here and whoop your ass.
Oh, shit. That shit's fucking funny.
Well, look, man, it was a great episode, man.
Yeah, I think it's been about an hour.
Damn, we didn't even talk about Jews.
Nah, well...
I think this is a great place for
us to stop. You know, it's funny because, like, the boat was a little up. We could have, should have brought it up, huh?
Damn.
We would have got him fired up.
I think it's a great place for us to end today.
And way less gay than yesterday.
Episode 4.
Yeah.
Black, white, and yellowish.
Yeah. But would still prefer taking it up the ass. See you later.
Wait, I got a plug.
We got a plug.
At Glizza619 on Instagram, channel Glizza on YouTube.
Comedian Ardell Boatwright on everything. And shout out to the Spam Report for making us a part of the family.
Yeah.
For all their listeners, I hope y'all appreciate what we're doing over here. We just growing and getting better.
Hey, didn't you want to say like a warning that our views aren't the views of the Spam?
Oh, no, we're going to put that in the beginning.
Hey, to all the people who are on this platform, this Span network, and we thank you very much for allowing us to have a voice here. But just we may not be what you're used to, so prepare for it.
Yeah, and you can find me at Kent Digital on Instagram.